Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Ed Barnes, Senior Director of Agricultural and Environmental Research for Cotton Incorporated. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At Cotton Incorporated, we are aware that water is becoming a more precious resource all the time. Currently, you know, in California, there's no doubt about that. That is a limitation to what we can do there. But it's really across the country. We know that in West Texas, the Ogallala Aquifer is being depleted. And what's surprising to me is even in the humid regions now, where a lot of producers are finding the benefits of supplemental irrigation to take care of short-term drought in the Mississippi Delta, and even in the southeast in Georgia and Alabama, we're finding that sometimes we're withdrawing more from the water table than it can keep up with. And so we are going to have to make even more efficient use of water.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have kind of a three-part strategy to address this in both the short and long term. One of part of that strategy is making sure, especially in humid areas, that we do the best with rainfall capture. This can be something as traditional as a farm pond, using conservation tillage to make sure the rainfall that falls on the field doesn't run off with cover crops. And then we're looking at some innovative things about if we have a farm pond, can it do some shallow groundwater recharge?
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Is just making sure when we do irrigate that we only irrigate when we need to, so being very precise in our irrigation scheduling and also being very precise in our water delivery. And that can be anywhere from laser-leveled basins to making sure our furrows are properly designed, all the way to subsurface drip or variable rate irrigation. Those are all tools that are available to our producers now, and a lot of them are making use of that.